नमो नमस्ते चेतन चंद्रा, नमो नमस्ते चेतन चंद्रा, नमो हरे विष्णु। तो सो दिस चैतन्य चरितामृत, दिस चैतन्य चरितामृत इज रिटन बाय कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी। अबाउट लाइफ हिस्ट्री ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु, द फर्स्ट बुक इज चैतन्य चैतन्य भागवत, दैट इज बाय वृंदावन दास ठाकुर। It is said that Vrindavan Das Thakur is an incarnation of Vyasadeva, who has written Srimad Bhagavatam, the same person incarnated as Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he wrote this Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So while writing Chaitanya Bhagavatam, he was too much attached to Nityananda Prabhu. That's why he narrated so much about Nityananda Prabhu, and in the process, he couldn't narrate the past times of the Lord while he was in Puri, last past times, Antalya, that is called
Antalya. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu narrated the past times of Nityananda Prabhu.
Vrindavan Das Thakur.
But he could not narrate it.
He was Abhesa, that is called Abhesa. He was very much attached to Nityananda Prabhu. So he was narrating about the Nityananda's Leelas. So he couldn't write the Antya Leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, there was some family trouble was there. So once in the night, Nityananda Prabhu gave him in his dream, gave him instruction to go to Vrindavan. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan, and there the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they requested Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to narrate the antaryalas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he started writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So Chaitanya Charitamrita is like an antaryala of?
No, different beginning is there. So in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that what I am just following the footsteps of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and what he narrated in detail, I will narrate in short, and what he narrated in short, I will narrate it in detail. So this is like that, complementary, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, as you know, there is Mangalacharana. In Bhagavatam there is Mangalacharana. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in 14 verses, he gave this Mangalacharana.
One second. Yes, Mangalacharana.
Mangalacharana. So this 14 verses, this is about Mangalacharana. So in 14 verses, 6 verses are about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 5 verses, he narrated the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. In 11, then 2 verses of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. And one last 14 verse, it is Panchatattva. Panchatattva means Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadhi Gaur Bhakta. This is Panchatattva Atmaka. So in this way, there are 14 verses. So I will now discuss about some of the Mangalacharana verses. So that thereafter we will start the Lila. It is divided in 3 parts. Adilila, Madhyalila and Antalila. So Adilila is about past times of the Lord up to 24 years. 24 years means he took birth in the year 1486. 1486 in this Yogapitha, which is here nearby. We are now in the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his mercy.
Yeah.
So we are narrating about his pastimes.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent 24 years here.
Mm-hmm.
24 years. Thereafter, he took sannyas. Mm-hmm. There is a place here called Katwa.
Katwa.
Katwa. From Howrah, you will get that train.
Katwa.
On the way, there is Navadi. Katwa train is there.
Yeah.
Katwa.
Mm-hmm. So how much distance from here, Katwa?
I don't know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there, Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Kesava Bharati.
Kesava
Bharati. Mm-hmm. He is from Shankaracharya's Sampradaya, Mayavada Sampradaya.
Mm-hmm.
He took sannyas. So thereafter, he wanted to go to Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
Because those sannyasis, they generally go to Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a mantra, sannyas mantra.
Mm-hmm.
So he was narrating that mantra and going to Vrindavan.
Okay.
With him, Nityananda Prabhu and some other associates were there.
Mm.
So they wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not to go to Vrindavan. That's why they, on the way, they made some arrangements so that while Mahaprabhu was going, he made some coward boys.
Mm.
So some cowards and coward boys, and seeing them, Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Vrindavan.
Mm.
So as if it is in Vrindavan.
Mm.
So he asked them, the boys, where is the path to Vrindavan?
Mm.
But prior to that, Nityananda Prabhu told that when this sannyas is coming, he will ask path to Vrindavan, he will just tell it the opposite way.
Mm.
Direct the opposite way.
Mm.
So that that coward boys saw that opposite way. That means he again came back to this
Navadvipa. Okay, okay.
So he has arranged so much, so many things that finally he came to Shantipur.
Oh.
Shantipur is the birthplace of Advaita Acharya.
Oh.
Shantipur.
Shantipur.
It is nearby also, Shantipur. So there Mahaprabhu stayed and his mother also came. And so many his devotees also came to give him goodbye. And his mother Sachidevi requested him not to go to Vrindavan but to go to Jagannath Puri.
Mm.
So therefore he went to Puri.
Okay.
So on the way there are so many things are there to describe. So finally he came to Jagannath Puri and there he stayed 24 years.
Mm.
Rest of his life, that is 48 years he had his pastimes here in my material world. So, out of these 24 years in Jagannath Puri, 6 years he spent going to outside places like southern India, to your place also he has went, he has gone, and to northern India, Vrindavan, etc., Ramanagarasaram, Vrindavan, all over the India he visited for 6 years. So another 18 years he stayed.
South India he also visited Tamil Nadu.
Tamil Nadu,
yes, Srirangam.
Srirangam, yes.
Srirangam.
There one Brahmin was reading Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
And Mahaprabhu had his discussions with that Brahmin.
Srirangam.
Yes. 18th chapter he was reading Bhagavad Gita.
Gopalbhatta Goswami came from that Srirangam, no?
Gopalbhatta.
Venkatabhatta is
a Venkatabhatta. He stayed for during Chaturmasya or so, like that, he stayed there and then Gopalbhatta.
Gopalbhatta. Became his associate.
So, these 6 years is a tour to various places of India that is called Madhyanika. So, the rest 18 years. He stayed in Jagannath Puri and there he had his intimate pastimes, which is narrated in Antarila. So in this way, these are the about this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here, when we are thinking of this and talking about Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is another point that has 14 verses. Mangalacharana. So we'll see how much we can cover.
One second.
So in Mangalacharan, the first verse is Bande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Vatarakan तत् प्रकाशांश्च तत् शक्तिं कृष्ण चैतन्य संज्ञकम् दैट महाप्रभु कैन नॉट अलोन ही अलोंग विद हिज एसोसिएट्स गुरुन सो इन द फर्स्ट चैतन्य कृष्ण कविराज गोस्वामी पेज ओबेसेंसेस टू गुरुन गुरु स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इट इज इन प्लूरल प्लूरल
ओके गुरुस
सो मेनी यस ऑल द गुरुस ईशो भक्तान all the devotees of the Lord, Isham to the Lord Himself, Isavatarakan, so all the incarnations of the Lord. Then Tat Prakashansa, Tat Prakashansa means sometimes like incarnations, that is called manifestations. And Tat Shakti means His energy, that is Gadadhar, is Radharani. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhara Gadadhara means Radharani. So Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam, they all came along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the first verse. So second verse is Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauda Daya Pushpavantu Chitru Shabdo Tamanidu
Gauda
Daya Gauda Daya I offer my obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Nityananda Prabhu who sahodito, they simultaneously arose in this material world. Just like sun and moon. Gaudadaya Pushpavantu.
Gaudadaya?
Gauda. Means this area is called Gauda area. Gauda.
Gaudadaya?
Here, e udaya means rise. Just like sunrise. Pushpavantu, very picturesque.
Goda Uday Pushpavantu.
Pushpavantu. Pushpavantu means very beautiful.
Okay.
Very beautiful. Chitru. Shabdo Tamanudo. Sandhu. Chitru Sandhu Tamanudo. That means this, they vanish the darkness. They take out the darkness. Tama means the darkness. Andhaka. They take out the darkness of the human beings. So, in this way, in the third verse is Jadadvaitam Brahma Panishadi Tadapi Asya Tanuva Jha Atman Darjami Purusha Iti Sosyan Savibhava Shadeshwar Jai Purna Jaya Bhagavan Sasvaya Mayam न चैतन्य कृष्ण जगति प्रतत्वं परमय आई टोल्ड यू इन द मंगलाचरण देयर आर थ्री थिंग्स आर देयर वन इज नमस्कार इज वस्तु निर्देश एंड अनदर इज आशीर्वाद सो इन द फर्स्ट टू वर्सेस कृष्ण कविराज गोस्वामी पेज ओबेसेंसेस नमस्कार इन दिस वर्स थर्ड वर्स इट इज वस्तु निर्देश वस्तु निर्देश व्हाट इज द पॉइंट टू बी डिस्कस्ड हियर इन चैतन्य चरितामृत
Just slowly read that sloka.
Jagadvaitam Brahma Panishadi.
Jagadvaitam
Brahma. Jagadvaitam Brahma Panishadi. Tadapi asya tanuha. That means this knowledge of Advaya. Advaya means not two, one. Lord is one. So Brahma. Lord is realized in three pages. One is Brahman, then another is Paramatma, third is Bhagavan. So this Brahma, it is discussed in Upanishad, Brahma. This is, his Tanuha. Tanuha means this effulgence of his body. Tanu means body.
Tanuha.
Bha means effulgence. So Brahma means the effulgence of the body of the Lord. Tanuha. जो आत्मा अंतर्जामी पुरुष इति सोस्यांश विभव जो आत्मा अंतर्जामी पुरुष एंड द पर्सन हु इज इनसाइड द हार्ट ऑफ एवरीबॉडी ही इज कॉल्ड परमात्मा आत्मा अंतर्जामी पुरुष इति सोस्यांश विभव ही इज दैट परमात्मा इज आल्सो हिज अंश इज ए पार्ट ब्रह्मा दिस परमात्मा Then Shadeshwarya Purna Jaya Bhagavan. Shadeshwarya.
Shadeshwarya.
Purna.
Purna.
Jaya.
Jaya.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Sa Swayamayam. He is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan with his six opulences. Six opulences, you know?
Yes, yes.
Aishwarya, Samagra, Aishwarya, Sastriya, Jnana, Vairagya, these are the six opulences.
Yes.
So he himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Sri Punna Jaya Bhagavan Sasvayama Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattam Paramya. There is no higher truth than this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is also stated in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. The Lord Himself says, Matha Paradharam Nanyam Kinchidasti Dhanadaya. There is no other higher truth. So here also the same thing is said. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the 4th verse, it is called Ashirvada. And the Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Ashirvada means he gives his benediction to all readers. What is that? Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatanakalau samarpayitumunnatojalasam subhakti sriyam hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandipita sadarudayakandare spurutubha sachinandana. This is benediction, Ashirvada. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what the Lord has not distributed so far, anarpita, was not been given. Arpita means given, not given. Charing chira, for a very long period, charing chira. Karunaya avatirna kalu.
Karunaya?
Avatirna kalu. In this age of Kali, Mahaprabhu came out of his mercy. Avatirna kalu. What for? Na samarpayitum unnata ujjala rasam svabhakti sriya. To give us samarpayitum unnata ujjala rasa. The Lord is full of mellows. As you know, there are 12 mellows. So unnata ujjala rasa, the highest mellow. Unnata ujjala rasa. What is that? That is svabhakti sriya. Is devotional service. He wanted to offer this devotional service to all. Hari Purada Sundara Dhuti Kadamba Sandipita. He is Hari himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. And what is his complexion? Purata Sundara Dhuti. Just like gold, when it is put into fire, it becomes very
golden, bright.
So similar is the complexion of the Lord. Kadamba Santipita. Sada Hudaya Kandare Svrutuva Satyanandana. The Satyanandana, the son of Satyananda, may be manifested in everyone's heart. That is the benediction, seva of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. So, these are the three Mangalacharana went, alright. Then, these five and six, these are very important verses.
Oh.
Why the Lord came? Generally, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, why the Lord say comes, as you know,
establish the religious principle to annihilate the miscreants and yes. So three things.
I appear, myself appear in millennium after millennium.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. But that is external first. That is external.
One second. Then you read each and every line little slowly.
Yes.
Because Sanskrit pronunciation, I am very weak.
Okay. So there are two causes of Lord's incarnation. One is external and another is internal. The external is what my Lord said in Bhagavad Gita's 4th chapter. So internal is, here it is stated, why Lord came. First thing is, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladin Shakti Rasmat.
Radha Krishna
Pranaya Vikritir
Pranaya Prakritir
Ladin Shakti Rasmat.
Aladina. Ladina Shakti
Rasmat.
Rasmat.
Asmat.
Asmat.
ఏకాత్మనమపి
ఏకాత్మనమపి
భువి
భువి
పురా
పురా
దేహవేదం
దేహవేదం దేహవేదం
గతౌతౌ
గతౌతౌ
చైతన్యాఖ్యం
చైతన్యాఖ్యం
ప్రకటమధునా
ప్రకర
ప్రకటమధునా
ప్రకటమద్మన
మధునా మధునా మీన్స్ నౌ
ప్రకట మధున
తద్వయం
తద్వయం
చైత్య మార్తం
చైత్య
చైత్య మార్తం
చైత్య మార్తం
ఏక ఏక మీన్స్ వన్ యువర్స్ టూ నౌ బికమ్ వన్ చైత్య మార్తం
చైత్య మార్తం
రాధా భవదుతి
రాధా భవదుతి
సువరితం
సువ
సువరితం
సువరితం
నౌమి
నౌమి
కృష్ణ స్వరూపం
కృష్ణ స్వరూపం
అయ్యా దిస్ ఇస్ ది వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇంటర్నల్ కజెస్
Okay, you just read the entire slogan.
Radha Krishna Pranay Vikritir Ladini Sakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Devedam Gatautau Chaitanya Khyam Prakadamaduna Tadvayam Chaikimaptam Radha Bhavaduti Shubaritam Naomi Krishna Sarupam So, why the Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So here it is the cause it is stated. రాధా కృష్ణ ప్రణయ వికృతి లాదిన్ శక్తి రస్మ ది లవ్ లవ్ బిట్వీన్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ రాధా ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్స్ ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ త్రీ ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీస్ సంధిని సంబిత్ అండ్ లాదిని
సంధిని
సంబిత్ Sambit.
Sambit.
And
three internal potencies.
Three internal potencies. Just like external potency.
Yes.
Sattva, Raja, Tama. Similarly, internal potency is Sandhini, Sambit and Ladini. Sandhini means, Chidas is Sandhini. Satchidananda Bhava.
Chit.
Chit means Sandhini.
Sandhini.
Chidas is Sandhini.
Sambit.
Sambit means Sadas is Sandhini. Sad means eternal.
Okay.
That is Sandhini. And Chit means the Sambit. Knowledge.
Chit knowledge is Sambit.
And Ananda means Ladini.
Satchitananda.
Satchitananda. So these are the three internal potencies of the Lord. So Radha is not other than he is one potency. Ladini potency. He is pleasure potency. That's yes, ma. Ekatmana bhavi bhuvi.
Prabhu is a little hot out. Shudramaya is Yogamaya. Yogamaya is also internal potency of the Lord.
Yes. Subhadra, I will tell you later on, just after discussing this. So, this thing is this Ekatmana Vabhi Bhuvi. Now, they are two, Radha and Krishna. Now, they become one, Ekatmana Vabhi Bhuvi. Radhe Vedam Gatautau. Previously they were two, now they became one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakyam prakatamadhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined representation of Radha and Krishna.
Radha Krishna.
So, Radha bhava dhuti subhritam naomi Krishna surupam. Though he is the Lord Krishna himself, but his mood is Radha bhava. Radha bhava. Why he took Radha bhava? It is stated in the next verse. In sixth, that is verse 6.
Slowly one by line.
Sri Radhaya.
Sri Radhaya.
Pranama Mahima.
Pranama.
Pranaya Mahima.
Pranama Mahima.
Kidrusho.
Kidrusho.
Bhanaiva.
Bhanaiva.
Swadhyo.
Swadhyo.
Enadhuda.
Enadhuda.
Madhurima.
Madhurima.
Kidrusho.
Kidrusho.
Ba.
వా
మధ్యహ
మధ్యహ
సౌఖ్య చాస్య
సౌఖ్య
చాస్య
చాస్య
మధునుభవత
మధునుభవత
కీదృశం కీదృశం
కీదృశం
వేతి లోభాత్
వేతి
లోభాత్
వేతి లోభాత్
తద్భావాఢ్య
తద్
భావాఢ్య
అవధ్య
సమజని
సమజని
సచి గర్వసింధు
సచి
గర్వసింధు
సచి గర్వసింధు
హరిందు
హరి
హరిందు
హరిందు
So,
Sri
Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrusho Va Naiva Swadhyo Henat Bhuta Madhurima Kidrusho Va Madhyaha Saukhya Chasya Madhunubhavata Kidrusham Vedilo Va तद्भावाढ्य समजनी सती गर्भ सिंधु हरिंदु सो दीज आर दी थ्री डिजायर्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड थ्री लोभ ग्रीड थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ ग्रीड द लॉर्ड हैज
ग्रीड Lord's greed is
Lord's
very, good.
Greed
very good.
That is internal.
That's cause. Pure.
Yeah.
Pure greediness.
Yeah, pure greediness. What is that? First thing is Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrushova. What is the Mahima means greatness of the love of this Radha? What is the greatness of love of Radha?
Oh.
And third thing is Saukhya Chasyam Madanubhavat Kidushan Bhatilovar Sukha, the pleasure Radharani gets in releasing the love of God. What is that?
Pleasure.
What is that pleasure? What is that pleasure? Saukhya Chasyam Madanubhavat Kidushan Bhatilovar.
What is the first greatness?
What is greatness, the greatness? Then there is
test.
And
what the, pleasure Radharani
yeah,
gets?
Pleasure, yeah. Saukhya means pleasure. So tadbhavadhya samajani. For these three breeds, the Lord came as Sachigarbha Sindhu Harindu. Like the ocean of just like a moon or sun takes their from ocean takes their birth. Similarly, the Lord Hari Hindu means Chandra moon. The Lord, moon-like Lord Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came from the ocean womb, ocean-like womb of Sachimata. So here, the point is, why it is that Lord knows everything? Why he couldn't know what is Radharani's love? Why he couldn't know? Because there are two types of pleasure. It is called One is called Vishaya, another is called Ashraya.
Vishaya and Ashraya.
Ashraya. Just like, for example, a father. Father keeps his son on his lap. So, by keeping this son on his lap, the father gets some pleasure. That is parental pleasure. But what pleasure? The son gets
son.
Father keeps his son on his lap. So what pleasure the son gets? Father couldn't know. So because the Lord is the Vishaya. Vishaya means is the subject.
Vishaya.
Subject.
Subject.
He is the subject of love.
Okay.
And those who have taken shelter, they are called abode, ashraya.
So Lord wants to
release
what kind of pleasure the devotees are getting.
So in this connection, one Maharaj is there in ISKCON Bhubaneswar. He is a Gauru Gandhasa Maharaj. He says that the Lord has three greeds. Maharaj has said, the Lord has three greeds. What are they? Just like when Nrsingadev. When Nrsingadev came, just I gave the example. Nrsingadev came and he was very much furious.
Yeah.
And after killing Hiranyakashipu, even Lord Brahma, Sivaji, even Lakshmidevi couldn't satisfy, couldn't.
Lakshmidevi also fearful.
Couldn't calm down his anger. So, Prahlada went. And he offered prayers, the Lord became full. So the Lord, Vishnudev, kept Prahlad in his lap. So the Lord's greed developed from there. Lord wanted to know what is the pleasure my son, this Prahlad, gets. I could have realized because he has no father. He came from a pillar.
Came
from a pillar.
Yes.
So in his next birth, Visakhadeva Teta, he came as Lord Ramachandra. Taking the scepter of his father and mother, Kausalya and Dasaratha.
Kausalya
and Dasaratha. Dasaratha Maharaj.
Who?
Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra.
Okay.
Lord Ramachandra.
Kausalya.
Kausalya. Kaikeyi and Sumitra.
Therefore, Lord Ramachandra took birth as a. Krishna took as Lord Ram. As a son for the Dasaratha.
Dasaratha. Yes. So, there he could realize what is the treasure of a son in loving the father. Because while Nrisimhadev, he has no father, he came from a pillar. So that's why he couldn't realize the release that. So he came as the son of Dasaratha.
So
in Teta Juga, but he is Marjada Purushottam. Marjada means he was a. Within the boundaries of the principles, religious principles like that.
Yes.
So he took one wife.
Yes.
But when, during Banavas, during forest, exile in forest, so many rishis of Dandakaranya, they wanted to
want Lord Rama as their
husband. Yes. But Lord Ramachandra said, no, I am having this vrata, this bhava, that one wife. So you come in next life.
The rishis, they are
rishis. Yes.
Oh, rishis, they are male only, no?
They are male, but this relationship.
Mentally, they are. They want to serve as a wife.
Yeah. Spiritual point of view.
Mentally, they want. Yeah. Oh, next time. So they came as gopis.
So Lord Ramachandra developed this desire. What is the pleasure in getting so many wives? So in Lord Krishna. He has so many wives, 16,108 wives in Dwaraka, and also so many gopis in Vrindavan.
So all these wives are actually their their past life, their rishis.
In the gopis.
They want to serve in the mode of wife.
But here also there is another greed. The Lord Krishna has developed. What is that? It is stated here. Sri Radhaya Pranayamaima Kiddusambhanaiva. Here also three gifts developed. What is the greatness of Radharani's love? And what is the Sri Radhaya Pranayamaima Swadhyo? What is the test? What is the mellow that Radharani gets? And what is the pleasure of that mellow?
But even Krishna cannot ascertain Radha's love. Still he cannot accomplish that love.
Yes. So that's why he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he released that love a devotee gets by loving the Lord.
Allah Adina Shakti is very, 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 we cannot, undescribable love.
That's why he came as a devotee, not as the Lord. Though he is Lord himself, but he didn't come as a.
It is like a parokya ras, no?
Parokya ras. That is called parokya ras.
Parokya ras.
And Dwaraka is
a pure parokya.
Yes. We cannot understand this because we are in the bodily concept.
Bodily that is lusty. Body construct means full lust.
But that is love. That's love and lust.
Spiritual.
The two things are there. Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that. Atmendriya Prithivancha Tare Vali Kam. Krishnendriya Prithivancha Dhare Premanam. When we satisfy our senses, that is called lust. But when we satisfy the senses of the Lord,
that is love.
That is prema.
Okay.
So in this way.
Actually Radharani after this Krishna left the after he winded up his lila. What happened to Radharani? Radharani after what happened?
Radharani. Krishna wound up his lila, prior to that, he sent all the Vrindavan residents of Vrindavan to the Golok.
Radharani directly she went.
Yes. That's all the, not only Radharani, all the
gopis.
All the gopis, all the residents of Vrindavan.
So
they all went to the spiritual world. Lord sent him.
Actually, they did not leave their body like that.
Yes.
There is no.
Like, one day, one fine morning, no one saw anyone in the Vrindavan land.
Just disappeared.
Just disappeared.
Oh.
So everyone was astonished. Why? Where did these residents go? No one could know. Visited in
all the gopis and all the Radharanis, Lalita, Vishakha.
So it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Lord sent them to the spiritual world. So, we would like to wind up our...
Yes.
So, your queries regarding Subhadra.
Yeah, one second, yes.
Regarding Subhadra,
yeah.
I saw one lecture in Prabhupada, someone asked question also.
No.
Subhadra, who is Subhadra?
Mm.
So the Lord said, Prabhupada said, he is the external potency of the Lord. Bhairanamaya, external potency of the Lord.
Mahamaya.
So, Mahamaya, yes. Then the devotee asked, how come that he is there inside the with Krishna and Balaram, like he is there. Now, suppose police, police, governments as police, there is a external force like that. But police can come inside also. Though police is supposed to stay outside, but police can come inside.
Yes.
Similarly, Subhadra Devi is the external potency of the Lord. He can come inside. And also, there is not much distinction between his external and internal. It is for us. For the Lord, everything is okay. Everything is the same. Just like electric energy. The same energy can
different
be,
functions.
Can be functions. For cool and for hot.
Actually, Shukramaya is Yogamaya.
Bhairangamaya.
But then Durga Devi?
Durga Devi, same thing. Durga Devi.
Oh. Actually, the source of all the Maya is Subhadra. Source of all energy is
Subhadra.
And who is Lakshmi Devi?
Lakshmi Devi is internal potency.
Internal concern.
Internal concern, yes.
She is not Mahamaya.
No.
Then who arranges for Krishna Leela? Rasa Leela.
That is Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi.
Vrindadevi.
Vrindadevi.
She arranges everything. That is, she is internal.
That's why it is mean Vrindavan. Vrindavan means Vrindadevi is in charge.
Then she is internal energy.
She is also internal energy.
Yogamaya.
Yogamaya. Why Yogamaya?
So Tulsi Maharani is very powerful.
Yes.
Tulsi Maharani is powerful.
That is why it is called Vrindavan. Vrinda means Tulsi.
Tulsi, yes. Tulsi, okay. So these things are. So very.